Hello there, listeners. Here is Maya speaking from outside of my humble little tent in Klil, northern Israel. Wow. Okay, it's a special episode today. It will be, I guess, the first one in a series of episodes dedicated to a journey that I'm about to do. My house is all set, clean and organized, and my bag is organized and everything is ready. I will finish record this episode, then close the door and go on a journey. The first place I'm going to is Jaffa, to visit a friend and obviously to see all civilization. It's like the most central big city center in Israel, I guess, this and Jerusalem. And my next goal is Jerusalem. I'm going to participate a seminar dedicated to educators, political seminar. I have lots of questions about that, so instead of explaining you where I'm going, I'm just gonna share the way with you. It's also I want to say that it's also a special episode because hopefully it's the first episode that is both for the Spotify podcast and both for the YouTube podcast. I'm trying to open a YouTube podcast. I'm getting a bit difficult with the technique aspect of that, but I hope some friends will help me out. And I already have 7 special episodes for that YouTube podcast, just another summary of the opening to the podcast, quite similar to the opening with the Spotify podcast, but a new one, I think better one maybe. And this episode is the first one that is supposed to go both to the YouTube and both to the Spotify podcast. Same episode, so it's also another reason that it's a special one. And what can I tell you? I'm quite afraid. If to be honest, and honesty is something that I'm trying to do, and going out generally it's make me a bit stress always to go out of my home. Journeys, but it's something I do a lot. But going to a city, it's scared me even more. I was thinking just about being far from nature and closed with between like buildings and car roads and stuff like this. It's already make me stress. I think in Jaffa I will hopefully be a lot by the seaside, I guess, to get like a glimpse of nature, but generally being in the city for it's like 5 days of city lying ahead of me, and it's long time to be between buildings and roads far away from nature. And I was thinking about the people in I was thinking generally about people in city, that like, wow, that's a miserable way to live, and I'm sorry for everyone that live in the city. Luckily some people like it, so I'm very thankful for everyone that is pleased to live in a city, because to me it seems like wow, tough stuff. I was thinking about the people in Gaza, not only in a city, but in a city that is not their home, living in tents in and like, I don't know, like all kind of refugees kind of stuff, living in Rafah, trapped between the IDF and in the border with Egypt. Wow, terrible. Just even without the war, just imagine being trapped with so many people in such a small place. It's already like sound like a nightmare. And the hostages, of course. If you think who have the worst time, it's obviously the hostages that didn't have even had a chance to, like, I don't know, like pack their stuff or say goodbye before they got kidnapped into more than half a year now of nightmare. So lucky me, still free. Still free to take my bag and my car and go by train and walk around freely, safe so far, kind of healthy. I think I was speaking with a friend about my daily trouble stuff recently, and he told me like, well, you're lucky to still have all your organs in the same place. And I was like, yeah, yeah, you got that right. Yeah. So it does feel a bit stupid to go away from this beautiful place where I am now into this city and more like a dangerous place. Yeah, I got a call to go. I was signing in this seminar that I find important and interesting. I promised my friend that I will visit her in Jaffa, so I am going, but I'm afraid. I opened the news this morning and the news said like within 24 to 48 hours Iran gonna terribly attack Israel somehow. You don't know what's happened. Something terrible is about to happen within 24 hours or 48 hours. This is what the news in Israel say. And it's like, what can I do with this information? Except like being terrified from everything. It's what can, you know, they can blow up and or assassinate in some Israeli center outside of Israel, maybe they can assassinate Israeli politicians, I don't know, but they can also send rockets and stuff, like maybe I go to Jaffa and then a rocket will hit the building that I'm in and I will explode, or hit the building next to me and then the building that I'm in will collapse and I will die within the destruction of the building, or maybe they will blow it up in air and then a giant piece of metal will fall on my head. It's all very, it sounds maybe not likable to someone that live outside of the Middle East, but actually it's not that unlikable. Maybe I'm going on train, maybe the train or the city train that I'm gonna go in or the bus that I'm gonna explode. This could be. The news said that just yesterday they found someone trying to explode the city train in Jerusalem. Very, very likable stuff. Maybe I will go in the street somewhere and someone will shoot me or stab me, or it's very likable, actually. It's stuff that happens in those places. So I am afraid. Yeah, I've been called into a journey. I'm going to the journey. Wish me luck. What can I say? Yeah, so I will update you. It's gonna be a series of episodes. I'm gonna leave today, put my car in Akko, take the train to Jaffa, then Saturday evening, I hope go toward Jerusalem and stay there until Tuesday, then hopefully go back safe back home north. Look forward to more episodes, I guess. Thank you, listeners, for listening. Wish us all a beautiful day.